Party.
I came out here not just to stand in solidarity with y'all fighting out here in Wisconsin, but I'm here because what's going on here, if we succeed, it's going to spread around the nation. If the Tea Party succeeds, it's going to spread around the nation. Something's going to happen here. It's going to affect my life. It's going to affect a lot of people's lives. And for Scott, my message for Scott Walker is talking about me as an outside agitator, saying, oh, all these people are coming from out of town. He got elected from out of town money. You know what I mean? So that's BS. And so out of town power is coming to Wisconsin to put a boot in that. I'm from a group called the Riot Folk Collective at riotfolk.org. All our songs are up for free download. This is a song I wrote for the Tea Party, for Glenn Beck, and for all these fascists, for when Glenn Beck came and reclaimed the civil rights movement. You remember that, Grant? And for all the veiled and mostly unveiled racism that the Tea Party represents in this country. And so this is that song. So keep quiet so you can hear the lyrics, because my voice is dying. So. Party on the Capitol lawn, asking you which side you're on, drawing battle lines in this country. We're a rich nation full of boarded homes, crowded prisons, abandoned schools, poor folks with hard goals, rich folks with poor souls, undereducated, underhomed, underpaid but overloaned, clinging hard to what we own, trying to win the rat race. Oh, so you hate taxes on the world. Unless, of course, they're for the war or putting the wall along the border. But not for nurses or doctors. Priorities flip the way it looks to me, and I work hard as hell for my money. But I don't believe in an economy that forces folks to crawl. Tea Party on the Capitol lawn, and Sarah Palin singing along, laughing all the way to the Pentagon. Y'all remember when John McCain and Sarah Palin were talking about stopping the Washington establishment? John McCain is so Washington establishment. Can you believe that, Grant? He's been in Washington since Philadelphia was the capital, you know? That's crap. I should have told us something. Tea Party on the Capitol lawn, asking you which side you're on, drawing battle lines in this country. Oh, but there's something about our worldview, something about the lens we look through, that keeps us from building something new that works out better for more of us. Well, it's in the cracks where the levees broke, it's in the cash Goldman Sachs stole, it's in the fields of tomatoes where the legacy of slavery roamed. It's a hatred born of jealous fear, a hatred born and bred right here, xenophobic and insecure with a deadly outcome. That grows and thrives from religions used to justify an endless list of human rights denied in the name of liberty. Tea Party on the Capitol lawn, and the Christian terrorists are singing along, getting ready for the race war. Remember those guys in Michigan? They were gonna kill a cop and then blow up the funeral with homemade bombs, and guess what? The media wouldn't call them terrorists because they were white Christians. They weren't brown Muslims. So they weren't terrorists, you know? That's a Tea Party for you. Now you're telling me immigrants should go back home. I say no, the ground that you're standing on. Cause Arizona was Mexico and your grandparents were European. And your national heroes like Thomas Paine were immigrants when they came and called themselves Americans. And that's how it's always been. The Marine One didn't steal your jobs. They were outsourced by Bill and Ron, as South America's wealth was robbed by U.S. corporations. So when they dumped the tea in Boston, it was an attack against the corporation. So I don't see the connection between that story and yours and Christmas addicts and the Boston dead weren't fighting for a white nation. They were fighting an occupation like the Iraq and Afghan wars. Tea Party on the Capitol lawn, asking you which side you're on, drawing battle lines in this country.